Kane County Planning and Zoning, June 12, 2024.
Okay, I started it.
Cool, thank you.
Because the public.
When he's on.
Okay. Well, she could do the pledge, the prayer, and all of that without him being on there. Is our clock off?
Oh, 6 o'clock right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm like.
Okay.
Is Jeremy going to be here?
Nope.
John's not.
Nope, Matt is going to be late. He's calling in until he's driving in, so we don't make everybody wait for 20 minutes.
And the eject button.
Oh boy, I get two microphones.
Are the monitors not on yet?
Will you do
that? Or am I just special and mine's not working?
We just lost the signal.
Oh, we did. Maybe it wasn't.
Mason, would you be willing to do the prayer?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to get started at 6 o'clock. Mason's going to do our prayer tonight, and Bayard's going to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance. 1 minute. Oh, just a minute.
We're trying to get our other one on the phone. He just texted and said he's going to be 20 minutes late. We said, can you get on the phone so we can start our meeting? And we'll.
I guess you can start. You just can't finish.
Yeah, we can't. We can start. We just can't do any business until we ask her.
Hey Matt, I'm going to put you on speaker and we're going to have the prayer and the pledge, okay?
Tell him he's praying.
Uh-huh. We have Matt on the phone.
Okay, yeah, we have Matt, so we do have a quorum. We've got Matt on the phone, so we'll go ahead and start.
Our Father, we come for thee this evening and ask for thy influence to be upon us. And as we ponder changes and legislative rules going forward, we ask for thy help to guide us. As we respect the rights of citizens and the rights of the people of Kane County and the expectations and the responsibility that's been placed upon our shoulders, we ask for thy guidance to help us find our way. We are grateful for the opportunity we have to serve the community, and we ask for the clarity that we need this night is our prayer in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, is Commissioner Heaton on the phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, do you want to go ahead and give us your report?
Yes, ma'am, thank you. I apologize, I can't be there in person tonight. The May, if you'll remember, your May agenda, you had temporary use permit, conditional use permit, lot joiner. Obviously, those did not come to the commission, but you had the final decision on those. And then we had a handful of zone changes. If you remember the Rock zone change from commercial to residential there on Mountain View, I believe your recommendation was to approve that, and we did. Next, you had the Carter zone change, which was up near Long Valley Estates by Todd. And it's moving around some of that commercial and residential there, and I believe you approved that, recommended approving that, and you did. Third was the Pope zone change. And Shannon, you're going to have to help me with this one. I am just drawing a blank. I can't remember discussing this.
You voted for it. That's the one that was up at Little Ponderosa. It made sense, so it was approved by the commission.
Okay. All right. Did planning and zoning recommend approving that?
They did.
Okay. All right. And then the fourth zone change, I do remember, was Conrad. It was going from R-half to R-1. I believe you recommended approving that, and we did. You recommended the change to the land use ordinance, the 2024-17, with regard to the R5 zone and lodges and fire suppression systems. I believe you recommended, I think you recommended approving that, but we did. And I think that's all. Shannon, anything you would add to that?
Nope, I think you grabbed them all.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, I'd accept a motion to approve the minutes of May 8th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve the minutes of May 8th, 2024.
I second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, we got everybody approval on that. Okay, I guess we're ready for our first agenda item. It's a temporary use permit, Owens, an application for a temporary use permit for a family RV camping site on parcel 8-6-2-1F containing 60 acres, zoned rural 40, located west of Highway 89 across from Long Valley Estates subdivision, submitted by Raymond Owens.
So I don't see Brent here, but this one's a pretty simple one. The reason being, I'm just going to go back and kind of remind you guys of why this one's easy. He came in and got the zone change. You guys approved it to rural 40. And in that, he has 60 acres. And if you look, it's right by Highway 89. He doesn't have to drive, like nobody has to drive through neighbor's property. Here's the subdivision. He's here. Here's the picture. He was residential 5, but so he got the zone change approved. This is for family and friends. He doesn't want to rent them out. So as you know, when he got the zone change, he could have got a conditional use permit to do an RV park. And he's like, I have no intention of renting out or making this commercial, so I really don't want to pay the $1,000 or do the CUP. And so I told him, well, if you don't do a conditional use permit, you're gonna have to come in every year and get a temporary use permit. And he's like, that's fine, because I you know, just don't wanna do all the RV park stuff. We're not an official RV and not gonna rent it out. It is truly for family and friends. So on the 60 acres, you can see this is his parcel and he just has this part. So there's a lot of trees around. He really tried to be, that this is the road going back to this subdivision, and they're all residential 5. So they're 5-acre lots anyway. And so that's why I'm recommending approval. There's not a lot of mitigating issues. I didn't get any complaints last year at all, of course, because it's 60 acres and the neighbors are back there. And you can see, like, it is just more like family and friends. He's not selling anything. There's no signs. You know, it's not like a commercial RV park whatsoever. So. And this is administrative, so there's not a public hearing or anything. Do you guys have any questions on that?
I just go back to the surface map, if you would.
Please use your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I use them both?
Sure.
Can you just go back to the photograph of the Google photo or whatever?
Uh-huh. Right there?
Yeah, you said... How do they gain access to that?
So this is Highway 89.
Right.
And here's the road right here. So this is another person's parcel, but they come here and then they put in the road right through here.
Okay. So
their RVs are clear over here.
Yeah.
So you can see how far away it is from this, and then they have the highway that isn't going to affect anybody. But right here would be their first two neighbors, and he put the RVs over here. So there's a lot of acreage between them and the neighbors. There's trees, so I don't think we'll ever get complaints, but he's aware that if there's noise or I get any complaints, then shut them down. But I didn't get one complaint last year.
Okay, I was just wondering how they get. I know you
wonderful
pointed out
question.
The dirt road, or I guess it's dirt road that goes down to the subdivision, but
right.
You said they just go south.
Just right here. And that's a good question, Byer, because when you guys approved the zone change, that was brought up, and he did have a neighbor here, but it was approved. Oh, okay. And apparently, did we lose Matt? Is he on my cell phone when he's like...
Matt, are you there?
Are you still there, Matt?
So we can't...
Oh, he's trying to call in.
Till he's here.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, we got you back?
Yeah, I'm sorry, my truck's overheating.
Okay.
I'm having a heck of a time.
Oh, okay.
Should be good now.
I'm going to just make it to where you can put the mic.
Okay. Is there any discussion from the Planning Commission? Anybody?
So, Shannon, just to be clear, the difference between this request and the one that we were entertaining last month is basically the sheer size of this lot isolates them, and there have been no... There's been no negative feedback from the neighbors about
The impact. Biggest thing is with Heritage Acres, I recommended that they could get a zone change 3 years ago. This gentleman, same thing, he was residential 5. I recommended to get a zone change, and he did get a zone change. Heritage Acre is still residential 5. So that's a huge difference, because in the RU40, this is an allowed use with the conditional use permit. In residential 5, it's not. So now you've got 60 acres with an allowed use on it, where on the residential 5, that's, you can't have RVs or RV parks, but you can in the rural 40.
Okay.
So the biggest difference between this and Heritage Acres is they came in and got a zone change, where Heritage Acres hasn't ever come in for a zone change. It could make a complete difference on that project if they got a different zone.
Okay.
So that is the number one difference, is the zone.
Thank you. I'm glad I asked that. I was
perfect question. Aware. Very wonderful.
I said the acreage makes a difference too, but
yeah,
the actual.
Okay.
I think we've lost Matt again. Oh, now I can't open. I called him back once, and then he lost him again.
Okay.
Now I can't get in.
Are you there, Matt?
Hi.
Okay, we have you.
Yes.
Do you have any questions about this temporary use permit?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, then, if there's no more discussion, I'll accept a motion on this item.
Madam Chairman, what's the terminology?
Chair was perfect.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the temporary use permit for more than 2 camping sites for a family RV / camping site on parcel 8-6-2-1F, containing 60 acres, zoned rural 40, RU-40, based on the findings documented in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that one passes. So we'll go on to the next item. This is a lot joinder. An application to amend a subdivision plat for a lot joinder on behalf of Alfred and Julie Renfro, joining lots 15 and 16, becoming new lot 16, containing 0.89 acres in the Ponderosa Villa Plat C subdivision, submitted by Brent Carter, New Horizon Engine, holding power of attorney. Brent?
So this is just a simple lot joinder. I submitted this so long ago, I can't remember if there's 2 lots or 3. Two. So we have 2 lots right there, lots 15 and 16. We're just joining them together. No easements that we need to vacate, and we're just taking out the 1 lot line.
Okay, Shannon, do you have anything to add to that?
Everything's in order. It was really easy. Didn't have any issues with it, so
okay.
We recommend approval.
Okay, this one requires
your call has been forwarded to
this one requires
a again.
We'll have to wait.
Okay,
well,
we can do a public hearing. Is there anybody in the room that wants to comment on this item? Nope. Oh, I need a motion to go
your
in and out.
Your call has been forwarded.
Madam Chair, I move that we go in and out of a public hearing at the call of the chair.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, we can't do it. Matt's not here.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We're going to have to wait a minute. Sorry, guys. Matt's trying.
Shannon, I have a question. Do you guys follow the county rules of order, or do you have your own?
We have our own. We have our own in ordinance.
What's your concern, Commissioner? Because we don't have our attorney here.
I would say with our rules of order, the county rules of order, you don't have to have permission. The chair can go in and out of public hearing.
Oh.
Shannon, are you talking with me?
No. We have Commissioner Cabea, sorry. She was asking a question. So we have our own. We do Robert's Modified. Thank you for that question.
Okay, I would think Matt would be here soon if it's almost 20 minutes.
Hopefully. So, but we do need to make sure that we have it on record that he's here.
Okay, so we'll just have to wait a few minutes if everybody wants to just chill.
Sorry about that, Brent. But at least we didn't make you wait 20 minutes.
Can we talk about the next one?
No, because he needs to hear it. Do we have him on?
Yes.
You there, Chief?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Lock joiner.
We haven't gotten quite that far yet. We're just, do you vote aye to go in and out of public hearing?
Aye, yes.
Okay, so that, we will do that. We went into public hearing. I don't have anybody with a comment, so we'll go back out. And now, is there any discussion? Okay,
that
I'll
seems
ask.
Seems to be pretty straightforward.
Okay, I'll ask for a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the amended subdivision for a lot joiner on behalf of Alfred and Julie Renfro in the Ponderosa Villa Plat C subdivision consisting of lots 15 and 16 becoming new lot 16 based on the findings documented in the staff report.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that was unanimous, so we'll just move on. Thank you. Oh, Brenda, you're on the next one, too. Okay. An application for a final plat for the Cody subdivision, creating two lots, parcel 8-7-6-4B, consisting of 4.25 acres, located east of Stewart Duck Creek subdivision on Meadow Ranch Drive, submitted by Brent Carter. You want to tell us about this?
Yeah, so this is a parcel. That fronts on an existing Meadow Ranch Drive, and there's a subdivision to the east of it. There's a subdivision to the west of it. There's a road already through there in the form of a easement. And we are just wanting to create two lots out of one parcel.
Brent, one thing I think you need to make very clear and on the record, so the commission, when it goes to the commission, that you are asking for that road easement to be public, right? That's what your plat decided at the top?
We are dedicating the shaded portion to the county for that roadway purposes.
Right, so that needs to be made clear, so the commission, they have to do a motion on that to accept it as the public right-of-way.
Okay.
Because that actually does have to go to the commission. So we've got three of them, one on the phone, so that they're aware that that will have to be part of the commission's motion, that they are willing to have that dedicated to the county.
Okay. So yeah, my client doesn't own the whole road. They just own the shaded portion of the road. And so they can only dedicate what they own. If the person to the north ever comes in for a subdivision, they will have to dedicate their portion of that easement to roadway.
Thank you. I felt like that was a very important part of information. We had him label that on the plat so that it could come to the commissioner's attention. We talked to Bert Harris about that because I just felt like I don't think the planning and zoning have to make that motion, but I know the commissioners will have to when it goes to them.
Okay.
Is this an existing road?
Yes, it's already up there.
Okay.
It's gravel road and everything.
Right, but it exists now. It's not just a plan for the future. It's there now.
Yeah, it's an existing road. Like I said, there's a subdivision on the east side, and there's a subdivision on the west side, and the roads all through there look the same as all the rest of them.
Got it.
Okay, and it is zoned R1, so it does meet the requirements. Okay.
And everything's in order. It's a very small subdivision, as you can tell. So there's different, exceptions that we usually would make, then do like a letter of credit and all of that, but where the county wouldn't have any concerns like you would for a full-blown, 500 lot subdivision. So there's a few things that we don't require when they're just so small. We're going to be having another one, the Ross, and it will be the same thing as, okay, why would we make them do a letter of credit? Because I've had public ask me, And it's like the reason we have a letter of credit and stuff is like when there was the recession, there was a lot of what they call zombie subdivisions, and they're sitting out there, you know, safety issues. And then, so the letter of credit's to where the county could come in and finish the infrastructure and get those sold off instead of having them just out there.
The developer.
Correct. That's what the letter of credit's for. But on these really small ones, we don't. There's a few things that we don't have them do. It's not near as complicated as some of the other subdivisions that we've had. So this is a pretty easy subdivision plat. Everything was in order. The county didn't have any concerns on them.
Okay.
The water mains are there. The power mains are there. The internet is there. The gravel's there. I mean, it's basically built other than... I think they have to add one more water meter for the second lot. So.
Okay. Any discussion? Any questions from the commission? Okay, this one doesn't require a public hearing, so I will accept a motion for this item.
Madam Chair, I move to recommend approval to the Kane County Commissioners the final plat for the two-lot Cote subdivision on behalf of Jared Plew.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're on our final item already. That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Okay, this is an ordinance revising King County Land Use Ordinance Chapter 21, subdivisions to become compliant with Utah Code 12-27A-604-1.
No,
you okay, Shannon, do you want to tell us what this is all about?
So, if you guys remember, just in case somebody's here, that we already went through the preliminary plat. You guys voted to not put it to commission so that they could just get the final results. Our attorney has been very busy with a big, big trial, and he's at a family reunion, so he hasn't been able to look over this, but if you guys will recall, and so that I can let some of the members of the audience know why we're actually going through this. By December of 2024, it's mandatory and required that we come into compliance with the state code changes, which were some of the most drastic that I've ever seen. And as what they did, the state voted that the legislative body could no longer be part of the reviewing and acceptance of subdivisions. So that's a major shift, and so we have to go through and revise our ordinance and have it in compliance by that date. So what we did is we went back with preliminary plat and took that part, and now we're going to go through the final plat. And really the majority of the changes aren't anything different. We don't bring in the asphalt or anything that we were talking. We're just pretty much going in, and the commission ratified and voted that the Kane County Administrative Land Use Authority would be the land use administrator. And so now in the future, subdivisions will just come to my office, and they won't be coming before the Planning Commission. And so that's what they voted on. And so what we've got to do is go through our whole chapter 21 and change that verbiage and anything like that. Also, in this one, we changed and simplified the name for our design standards, so I put that in there. So really, it's nothing drastic as far as what we have control over. We are just becoming compliant with state code. With that, I've let the public, and I think Commissioner Heaton did a really good job at that. It's more important and more essential than ever for the Planning Commission and the commissioners to make sure the ordinance reads how they want, because that's what will dictate what's approved and what I do, because this is my set of rules, and so I have to look at that. We can't be less restrictive than state code, but you can be more restrictive. So the planning and zoning duties are going to become a lot more as far as zone changes. But if you know that it's not the ordinance, then it kind of takes your ability away as far as changing. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So when we're going over this, you really need to make sure to the best of your ability that it's kind of how you want the planning and subdivisions to look and end up, because it's going to be in my office and I'm going to go with what you guys in the commission vote for. So that's why this is so important, in order for saying it doesn't need to be rushed. So again, I'm going to let you know if you feel like, you know what, I'm not sure and you don't necessarily accept everything tonight, that's okay, because this process shouldn't be rushed. So that's why we're taking it bits and pieces at a time.
Okay. So you're just going to take us through it?
Yep, okay. A little bit. Perfect. If you have questions. I didn't put the whole ordinance because the sections that didn't need to change or anything, I didn't. So we're going to just start with this one, and all I did is insert administrative land use authority, because it used to say land use authority.
Okay.
So do you just want to go through each one, Chair?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So then here, now this one, you guys do have complete control over. So it's not one that was in state code, but I noticed the last few subdivisions of PUDs that came in, whether they got approved or not, none of them wanted to do the 25% phasing. And so right here in our final plat is where it says each phase shall consist of a minimum of 25% of the total number of lots in the subdivision and 25% of the area of a planned unit development. That is not state code. It's been in here since I've been here. But I really can see the point that a lot of them, kind of like we're going to say the Willow Reserve, they didn't want to do 25%. Swains Creek didn't want to because of like cost and worrying about maybe, you know, what if there's a recession. So they want to like just try a little bit of the market. The 25% would be a lot. And so I don't care either way, but I wanted your guys' thoughts on that, like how you feel about that. Do you feel like we need to have that 25%? Because in my mind, I can't figure out why we'd want to do that many if for some reason there was a recession, they're not selling, and we have more out there that's not complete or selling. I without being the person that came up with it, I can't figure out why this was in here, like why it would.
But shouldn't there be some amount? I mean, like they can't. We wouldn't want to just go do one lot.
Right. Exactly. You
know? So we need exactly. Some amount, right?
Yes. Yeah. But I, like I said, all of them that have come in lately, none of them have wanted to do the 25%. You know, like Willow, they're maybe starting out with 20 lots instead of, you know, a higher amount. But I mean, if you guys like the 25%, then is what they could do is, if you remember, with the Swains Creek Reserve, they wanted to put in the development agreement to make an exception to this rule. And so did, and so would Willow out east, because it is an ordinance right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, to me, sometimes when you have that many developers coming and saying, we don't really want to do that, it's an indication to me that this is too high of an amount. You know what
so
I'm saying?
But my question would be, are we trying to keep the subdivision smaller? We don't want a massive subdivision to come in and they test the market and they don't do anything and they go away and it sits there and it's vacant and it's a $20 million property that nobody can buy and so that nobody can even do anything with it, so it's useless. So that's one of my thoughts, is if it's too big a subdivision and that's why it's costing millions and millions of dollars to do 25%, was the idea to keep it a smaller subdivision to allow for 25% to take place and test the market and see what's going to happen and keep lot sizes bigger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one thought that I have, and this is just discussion. And then if I can backtrack a little bit, is it code that you start taking care of all this? That's state code now. The land use administrator will oversee all and approve all subdivisions.
So if you recall, that was the last couple meetings ago, and you guys had the vote, and you decided it could be the engineer, and the engineer, our county engineer, is like, it should not be me, because we don't remain consistent. We, you know, make money, we have different business. Or it could be the planning commission, or it could be me. And the planning commission voted for it to be me, and then it went to commission, and the commissioner said, yes, we think it should be Shannon. You guys could have made it.
Yeah, and I remember this, and as long as it's you, I'm fine with it. But 50 years from now, that scares me that a commissioner will pass or say you have a job, your position, they appoint your position, and then there's a lot of opportunity for suggestions out there, but I didn't take that opportunity there, so I'll regress in bringing that point up.
That's a good point, and I'll let you know that that's happened in the past, like planning and zoning commissioners or even the public get upset because it's not happening how they want. And so we're going to just say, let's say that all of a sudden I decide to get strict and, no. Well, you got to remember the commissioners controlled my job, and they at any time, or the planning commission, could say, we feel like there needs to be an ordinance change. So let's say you guys got wind that I was just completely not doing a good job and you don't like it. You can call the commissioner, and the commissioner can say, you know what, I think we need to relook at Chapter 21 and this specific thing. So just because you voted this way doesn't mean that if things don't work out, this is doable, because it's state code. It still could be the P&Z. So if you guys change your mind, the commissioners see, whoo, Shannon is not doing a good job.
Definitely,
we don't like
definitely
this.
Definitely not Shannon.
They definitely can change that. So I want you guys to know that that's how it works.
Whoever's
is that
next?
No,
unless it's
thank you, Ayer. I do appreciate that, and I will try to do my best. But that has already been voted on, so that is up for vote tonight.
Okay, so back to that. That's the only reason I can think that the 25% might be a benefit. Otherwise, it does seem large number. But I do like the idea of keeping subdivisions small and testing, allowing developers to test the market that way, rather than having massive subdivisions pop up and then stand set empty with infrastructure partially done and it taking millions and millions of dollars for somebody to come and finish like our beautiful golf course.
So the ones that we've had come in want to do smaller than what they could. They want that 25% to be a smaller number because they don't want to do 25%.
No, I mean the subdivision was smaller.
Okay.
Then 25% would be economical.
Gotcha.
That's my thought. Like, it's just a discussion point. I don't know. We're definitely growing. The subdivisions are definitely getting bigger.
Where in there does it say how big a subdivision can be? Can we change that?
It doesn't. It would be with how many. Like, we're going to use Willow, not to pick on them. They haven't gone to the commission yet. For example, their acreage is a lot more. So they have like 600 acres. So if it was a PUD, they have to put 20% aside of open space. But so it really, that the acreage, and then say if you guys wouldn't have given them the R1 zoning and they were R5, that makes a difference too. See what I'm saying? So that would do the density. So really it depends on, kind of like Lone Spur, Tom's wasn't a very big one. 40 acres, there's no way you're going to get 500 lots, especially now because we eliminated the half-acre zone in Kane County. So, only one-acre lots. So we're not going to have the density like on Cedar Mountain anymore. Those were quarter-acre and half-acre lots. So I hope I answered that. It really depends on how much land they have.
Okay, so but we could we make an ordinance that says it can only be so big, so many lots?
I don't think that would fly with the state because they are trying to get more housing, and that's why the governor and stuff there, like, we're not going to have the commissioners doing this because you're holding it back. They're going to get more restrictive and even push more on the counties if, and I'm quoting our governor, if you counties don't get this right,
what?
We need more housing. We don't want you being more restrictive.
What?
I'm quoting.
They're saying they want that.
Right.
But can they legally stop? Or can they make us?
State code, yes, because you can't be less restrictive than.
If we wanted to go back to a 2-acre minimum, we could do that.
I guess you can try right now.
What's the time limit on that 25%?
To be honest with you, what I'm going to go in and answer your question. Me personally, from listening to the legislature, doing my trainings, I think Kane County's on the radar right now, and they're not going to be happy with our R1 that we eliminated the R1/2. I will be surprised if we make it the next couple of years without them coming down and saying, I don't think so. That's just from the trainings and what I've heard. I think we're on the radar because we did that when the state is going the opposite direction. We want more housing. We want more subdivisions. We want. And so they're going to shove more, and I'm going to just say it that way, shove more down counties' throats.
We can't fight back.
You can. I can't speak for our commissioners, but I know they've been up there, and, you know, that's a big...
Okay.
So.
What about the time frame? How long do they have to complete that 25%?
Usually, like a subdivision, they have to go through preliminary and final, and they have a year. Their letter of credit is usually only good for a year. If there's extenuating circumstances, you know, a lot. Sometimes they have gone longer than that, but a lot of times, and the market, you know, sometimes. But most of the subdivisions, they have them way faster than a year that I've dealt with. You know, they want to get them in and sold.
Who determines the 25% and what 25% is? Because infrastructure could be 25% or...
So we work with our county engineer, and when we see their overall site plan, we look at that, the amount of land, and say, okay, this is how many. Because their site plan, I mean, sometimes, I'm going to use Doyle Ray for an example with his Crimson Estates. His first phase was 5-acre lots, his second 2-acre, and then he went down to 1-acre. So it kind of changed along the way, kind of. Thing, but he phased it, and it sold out really fast. But now you have another subdivision in that vicinity, and it hasn't sold out yet, and it's R2. So see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He wanted to come back in and ask for the R1 zone change, but the people that had already bought were so upset it was denied, because the R2 lots aren't selling as good. So see what I'm saying? It's just not economically viable compared to like Crimson Estates when he went down to the R1. So,
showing
you the differences.
With your information, or do you have a percentage to put in there, or are we just talking about straight percent completely?
And if you guys are happy with it, but when I see something, like I said, when enough developers are saying 25%, we don't want to do that many lots right now. We want to just do a few. And so I've had enough of them want to do that and do a development agreement just for this exception. That's why I brought it up. You can keep it the same if you're happy with that. They do have the ability to do a development agreement. That's when the commissioners would, on a development agreement, that's still legislative so far, and they'd have to approve that. So they have to approve that exception.
No, if you're seeing a problem, I think we can come up with a solution or try to come up with a solution.
Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing it to us.
Completely up to you guys. I just
okay. It looks like we need to have a public hearing on this one.
Okay.
So let's go into public hearing. Does anybody in the audience have comments?
I would like to just say, as a developer, the 25% is kind of, I mean, it's restrictive. Say you have 100 lots, and like our development, we have 100 lots, mm-hmm. roughly. 25 lots is a big chunk of change to do, and we haven't sold any lots. So now we're sitting on those lots for a year now, and it could be more. And so 25% I think is a lot. I would like to see no requirement at all. If you had 100 acres and you wanted to do like a one lot for a rec center or one lot for a sales office or something like that, you couldn't do that. You would have to do 25 lots so you could build your one rec center or your sales office or something like that, just to kind of even to just get the subdivision started. I guess want to say that I'm with the other developers in saying that the 25% is tough, and I would like to see no minimum requirement, but one. One would be the minimum.
Okay, thank you, Brent. Does anybody else have comments? Nope. Okay, we'll go out of public hearing. Do you have anything more to bring
nope.
in, Shannon? So, any discussion from the commission?
Well, I'm still kind of stuck on the 25% as well, and I don't work house construction or subdivision construction, but This is also supposed to be a performance bond to encourage the developer to basically show they're serious about it.
Yes, when they get the final plat,
you
guys have to approve the letter of credit, the engineer and the attorney. So yes, they do have to put up that, or a bond. I haven't had to do bonds except for once, because everybody in King County for some reason likes letter of credits, but we have letter of credit or a bond, and yes, they do. And that isn't released until there's increments, but we can hold 10% of it and for a year after they get their final inspection to make sure the roads and everything are in place.
Another question on that, what constitutes completion? Because we're talking about going in and doing the roads, and we're talking about infrastructure, the water, the fire hydrants, septic or sewer. Do 25 houses have to be built?
No, it's 25% of what you guys approve. So I'm just going to give an example. Like Brent, he said, okay, he had 100 lots. So to do 25 homes, we'll just say that. Let's say he has 100 acres, so he has to do 25 homes, and he doesn't want to do that many because of the ordinance he has to, or do a development agreement. So when you guys approve that, Brent puts in the infrastructure, the engineers do several different inspections, and when he says, okay, I'm all done, the roads are in, the utilities are in, that's what we call our final inspection. And if he passes, then I still hold 10% back for an entire year to make sure that the roads don't flood, because that happened to Amangari. And at the end of the year, I couldn't release the 10% until they fix those. That's so it doesn't come back on the county. So even though, does that help buyers? So
yeah,
a year means everything is in and approved.
I asked my question wrong. What I was saying is we use the number of 100 homes, or I was using that. So let's say you got a subdivision of 20 homes. So 25% of that would be 5 homes, right? But my question, I guess my question was is they've got to go in and put the roads, infrastructure, fire hydrants, drinking water, sewer or septic.
Does that count towards the percentage?
Does one of those houses, or four of those houses, if we're using that example, within that year, do they have to develop four houses?
Saying build houses on the lots?
That's what I'm asking.
I think I should probably clarify this if I can.
Go for it, Brent.
Sure.
So we're talking houses. Subdivisions, we're talking lots, right?
Yes.
So the subdivider is going to build those 25 lots. He's going to put in the roads, the water, the power, the sewer, whatever, all that stuff, and it's going to be performance bonded. And when he's done with all of those infrastructure for the lots, then Shannon will release the funds, and then after a year after that, when there's no problems, then she releases the last 10%. Houses can be built 10 years down the road or whatever, because that's going to be a private owner is going to buy that lot and build that house.
Okay.
So it's not houses we're talking about. We're talking about lots.
All right, and that's what I'm asking. So if you've got 20 lots and you all you have to put in for the final plat is the roads, the utilities, sewer, water, power, phone, internet, whatever.
Yeah, so say if your phase one had 5 lots in it, then you would only have to put the infrastructure in for those 5 lots. That would be 25% of your, or
okay, well
25% of your total.
That's the question I'm asking, I guess. Is it at what point does that construction, just the general term construction, have to be completed to
that's
meet
a complete
that 25,
lot.
So we're just talking infrastructure, basically, right?
For the law, yeah, not
okay,
houses.
That was what I was...
Can we keep picking on you, Brent?
Yeah, please.
So why wouldn't you want to get, if we passed a zone change or a subdivision, why wouldn't you want to get 25% done? Like, why wouldn't you want to have 25 lots on your 100
in place and ready to sell?
Because that's what he's not selling.
If it costs you $50,000 to develop one lot, and you have to do 25 of those, I can't even do that math. But if you could do 5 of them or 10, then it's a lot more doable to do that, those many lots, and then sell those lots. It might take you, I mean, 3 years ago, you could have sold all 25 of them in 1 year.
Yeah.
But now it's going to take you 2, 3, 5 years to sell those lots. And if you have 25 of them, then you're talking, you might be 20 years before you do your next phase. So, I mean, economically, I think it's from the developer side. You do a small batch, and you get them, you know, 80% sold, 100% completed and built, but 80% sold, and then you start on your next batch of your next phase. I think that's kind of how most developers do it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Does the state code have a minimum?
They don't. I looked, because like I said, I don't know why they came up with that. I couldn't find it in state code, so that means that you guys can set that if it's not in state code.
Wendy, did you have something you wanted to say?
I was just thinking, in my rationale, if you require too much out of a developer, you have a higher risk of having a zombie subdivision where they get halfway through developing and they run out of money because we've required so much out of them that they've run out of funds and can't finish their subdivision. You know, they're trying to say, well, we can do 10% because that's what we can afford to, and as soon as we sell those lots, then we can afford to do another 10 or 20%. You know, they're trying to make it so they're completing what they're committing to rather than getting halfway through a development and not being able to finish it.
Okay. Do you guys see any benefit in having a percentage or requiring something to be done once it's approved? 5%? Is there any reason to have a percentage in there? Or with what your research you did, was the state didn't have anything?
I think that would be left to you guys. I personally guess I'd have to be with Brenda's. Why would we dictate how many they did?
Why would you get a subdivision if you're not going to do anything?
They are, though. But they're. You get the entitlements for all of it, so they have the permissions, the water permissions, the power permissions to do all of their lots, but then they develop what they can afford to develop and grow upon it. It's called a business plan.
So then having a 5% wouldn't hurt them, because I would assume in your business plan you would want to build 5 so that you could sell 5.
To move on, yeah.
No.
It's your decision. It's
yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around why you wouldn't want some progress to happen, or if there's a reason that we don't require some progress to happen. Otherwise, we're just approving subdivisions for nothing.
What you have to remember is they don't get their money if they don't sell.
They don't get their money if they don't develop.
That's why they develop, and they only have a year to do it.
I know, so then requiring something is okay.
We might be talking two different things. I think if I'm understanding, you're talking about they came in and got approved for a subdivision, a 20-lot subdivision, but they're going to do 5 lots.
Or require 5% one lot.
We're talking about they came in and got approved for a 100-lot subdivision, but their first phase is 20 lots, and they will complete that first phase of 20 lots. They commit to a phase of the subdivision, and how big do we care how big that phase is? Whatever they commit to in their phase is what they complete. Does that make sense?
Because look at the title. It says phased subdivision and plan unit development. So if they want to come in and do all of it, let's say all 100 lots at once, then it's not a phase. So it's only when they want to do phases. You're talking about how big do you want each phase to be? Do you want to require that they have to do 25% of the overall lots? Or do you care that their first phase, they maybe try 5? And if they sell fast, okay, the second phase, can I do 20? Because it went so well. Or, oh, the economy's not very good. I only want to do 5 more. Like right now, they have to do 25% of their overall plan of the whole 100 lots.
Isn't there a maximum number of phases? Isn't that somewhere we had? I thought we had something like that.
I'm not.
Maybe I'm
familiar.
Maybe I'm brain wrong.
Yeah,
Well, I mean, most that I've done so far is four phases, but...
I was going to say, the way it's currently written, you have a maximum of four. The way it's written, 25%.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do we need a motion on this, or...?
You can take your time and think on it.
But you remember that Willow Estates wanted to do 15 phases.
Oh, that's
remember
right,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and think about what 25% of 500 lots is.
Yeah.
I mean, just some things to think about in your...
Yeah, they have money to do a 500 lot subdivision, and they should be able to do 125 lots.
That's up to you guys.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the striking out of...
25%?
9-21E-2. No percent.
No percent. Have a second?
I just want to talk about it.
Thank you.
I have a second. I'll second that. But is that what we're doing? Is each of these changes we're going to...
Go through, yeah.
I think so.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. Okay. Some of them will be very fast, though. I hope.
Okay. I'm not convinced so far.
So you're seconding that one.
But I'll second that.
Okay, is there now we any discussion on it?
Yeah, and I guess with the discussion that we've had, I still get confused. So you have a subdivision.
Yes.
Right? And what I don't care what percent, but the phase one, I guess, is just to get the infrastructure in.
It's a full completed lot. A phase consists of a full completed lots, roads, all the infrastructure for those.
Just that phase.
For that phase. So you can sell lots and people can build houses on those. It's a completed phase of the master plan.
It's a section of the subdivision.
Right, I understand that. But that's where we're getting the 25. If let's go back to the 25% number. And you've got 100 lots, that means you have to do 25 lots.
Yes.
Right. And that was my question before that I stated wrongly, and hopefully I'll do it right this time. Is it considered completed when the lot, when those 25 lots have all the roads, water, power, internet, electricity, sewer, or septic systems? Is that when it's completed?
Yes.
Because you don't build the houses, right?
Yes, but he doesn't. You're right.
Do the Willow?
But it is completed, well, like you said, you were right. When you get all that in, that is a complete subdivision lots.
The houses are a total different size.
That's when the realtors get to make the lots.
Right, okay. And now I understand it. Didn't the Willow Reserve folks say that they would maybe build some of the houses too?
Now, contractors can. I know Milo McCowan, sometimes they come in and they say, we want it to be our builders. That would have to be in like the development agreement, and then they just don't put them up for sale. They would come and build the houses. So all you would be doing is skipping a process of, they've got their own realtors sometimes and their own builders. Okay. But that's would be voted on with the subdivision, usually, is how that goes.
Okay, and this goes back to my BLM experience, which is a long time ago, but it had to do with mining, not subdivisions. But we would hold either a letter of credit or a surety bond plus 10%. I think it was that number, maybe more.
That's how ours is.
Okay, and the reason is for that is if let's say gold, so they're mining gold. I don't know what I haven't looked lately, but I don't know where gold is. But let's say they dig the hole, they're getting ready to mine ore, and gold crashes. They can't afford to mine the ore, so it's just say park the trucks. It sits there. And if it takes 10 years for gold to go back up where they can mine it again, then they've got a big hole in the ground, and we call it a reclamation bond, because that's what you're doing. The reclamation part is when all the streets meet code, all the water meets code, electricity, all the things we talk about. So
performance bond.
Yeah.
It's exact same concept, and the county could go in. So let's say Brent doesn't finish it out. The county could use that letter of credit to go in and finish it if they wanted to. That's why they hold on to it, so that we don't have it sitting out there for all of that.
All right, and this is where I think we're the mining issue would be different than this, because the county would take that money and hire contractors to go in and finish installing the infrastructure rather than going back and reclaiming.
Correct, that's the difference.
You're not going to go in and tear all the roads out and all the water out and all the electricity out and put it back to its original state.
And that's where why ours is called a performance bond instead of a reclamation bond.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, is anybody else? Any more discussion? Okay, we have a motion to strike the 25% and have nothing there, no requirement.
And I second.
You second it, yeah. So, okay, we'll take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so this next part I put in, but I cannot see that with Rob being busy, there's a few that I hate to try to interpret myself, and I always like that second opinion of our attorney. So I'm going to keep it in there, but we're not going to vote on it, because I could not see anywhere, like, if it ever dealt with acceptance of the streets of public land dedication, I still feel like it has to be a legislative and the commissioners. So I don't think the state code changed that part pertaining to public roads. So I put it in here to kind of just flag it for Rob so he could go over that and make sure he sees it how I do. I just feel like that authority is still going to stay under the commission. The PNC is going to, but okay. Later for that. But so here you can see, since it's going to just be my office and me, I'm just making it, instead of four copies, one copy. And then instead of the land use authority signature block, the chair used to always have to come in and sign the plats. Now I put administrative land use authority because I will have to sign the plats. I have completely struck out land use authority review because that now will not take place, so that is obsolete because it talked about our scheduled planning commission meeting, that goes away. Same with the county commission review, that goes away, that will be obsolete now. So then the final plat, 9-21E-7, right here it said 1 year, so the developer, subdivider, or his agent shall record the approved final plat within 1 year of approval. I'm going to strike out by the King County Commission because they don't approve them anymore. That's it. Okay. We have a
Is there a way to, like, quickly vote on some of those changes, or how far do you want to go before we...
These are pretty simple. If you want to do each one, do you want to vote on those and continue on? The next ones are almost like they have to be done. But I'll
okay, if you know where you have a good stopping point you want it, or if we have a discussion, sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good. Okay, let's just discuss the ones that she's just said, all of those in one. Does anybody have any problem with that? Any of those that she said? So we vote, okay, let's vote on that then.
Madam Chair, move to approve 21E-3 through 9-21E-7.
Was there something in -4 that you wanted to hold for the attorney?
Yeah, that's just, like I said, I you know, it was 3 that I didn't know if they don't have anything to do with it, we'll just have to delete it out. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Could we just amend that to
4 through 7?
4 through 7, yeah. Okay.
You good with that, Wendy?
Mm-hmm. Any second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next part we had what we call our final plat. Flowchart. Thanks, Fred. You know it very well. So what we created that for is it was really complicated, all the steps they had to do, and if it didn't go through commission, PNC, I'm just going to delete that because it's going to be so simple. They have to get it through me, and I'll just tell them what they don't have. I know you're going to miss that flowchart. So I just recommend deleting it.
Okay.
Way less complication. So There we go.
That's all?
Yep, on that one.
On that one.
Do you want to vote to keep it in, or?
Okay, does anybody have a motion to delete?
Madam Chair, I move that we take the final plat approval procedure flow chart out of the... Is that the 921E-10?
Yes.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, this next article, without the attorney, like I said, he hasn't been able to look at it. You could make a motion that with his approval, I really don't feel like any of this part needs to change because it's dedication of improvements and county ownership of subdivision roads. That's usually legislative, and from how I read it, it's still going to be the commissioner's decision. So I still put it in here because it's in that part, but I think you could make a motion with the attorney reviewing it that that part needs to stay in. Nothing's going to change. But that way we flag it, he can look at it and say, actually, state code says that it doesn't go to commission, but I really don't read it that way. I read that public roads still are going to be legislative. So let's say, I'm going to use an example, let's say Brent, he decides he doesn't want his subdivision roads private. And he's going to go to the commission and say, well, he comes to me and he's like, well, no, I want them to be public. I want to dedicate these to the county. I don't think I have the authority. That's a legislative. And so that, I feel, still has to stay. I don't think the state anywhere brought in public roads versus private. And as you guys know, that's kind of a big deal right now. We were talking about asphalting and all that. So I wanted the attorney to go over that, but I truly feel like that's still going to stay in the commission and the P&Zs. It's going to be weird. I don't know how it's going to work for the fact that here I am approving a subdivision, but just like what the one Brent just did, if for any reason they're like, no, we want that to be a public road, at that part, as how I foresee it, is that I would be going, okay, your subdivision I can approve, but the road issue is going to have to go to the P&Z public hearing and then sent on to the commission, because it would have to require a public hearing still. It's a public road. There's no way that I think the state would ever give one person the authority. It just wouldn't be right. Because like Burr Harris, we've had this discussion, the costs and, you know, all of that, that I hope would never go to one person. That definitely, I feel and believe, and I hope that's what I interpreted as, it needs to stay in the commissioner's wheelhouse. So that's the part that it's like, if you could just maybe make a motion that if Rob reads it, that just stays completely the same, that whenever we have a public road, if they want public roads in their subdivision, they're going to have to go through the P&Z and the commission. And I think it should stay that way, as long as the state hasn't. That's the part that I don't know if there's some word in there that they...
If we agree with you, do we need to make any motion, or do we just leave it?
I think where we're doing each section, if you just will, then I can tell Rob that I made him aware of it, and they agree that, you know, if there's not anything with state code, they want that to stay the same.
Okay. Anybody
Madam
have
Chair,
a discussion?
So what is that through, Shannon? We have
21,
F1. F1 through, you have some
just that
out
one. Just F1. Just that section, that's it.
Just F1?
Mm-hmm. And with F1, just really, really quick, that's where I started striking out. Remember, you guys have voted to change the name. Thank you. So I don't have to say Kane County Standard Specifications and Drawing Details for Design and Construction. It can now be Kane County Construction Design Standards. Brent's going to miss that one, too. We always just call them construction design standards anyway.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't fit in with bureaucracy.
Thank you.
You need to have a really long and confusing statement.
Right, so we can't do an easy acronym.
Madam Chair, I move to approve 9-21F-1.
I second.
Should we add in there, if Rob says there's nothing to, that we
on
need
Rob's
to change?
Rob's approval.
Okay. Okay, let's everybody approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the next one, it's the same thing. I deleted out, struck out that, and just put construction and design standards.
So that's all I had in that section. The next section, it deals with dedication of non-subdivision rights away and roadways. That one, I do feel like maybe where it's non-subdivision, but I feel like that's another one that I want Rob. And I also, so here's something to think about. You could vote either way. I still feel like whenever there's a dedication of any kind of roads, it should stay with the P&Z and the commission, and they should have a say. I just feel like that.
I agree.
It always ends up in court. Easements, prescriptive easements, I just feel like that should go through the process. So my vote is to keep that the same. So that's what I'd recommend, is that if you guys agree, that if there's roadways, non-subdivision or subdivision, it goes through the P&Z and commission.
And that's...
Are we still in public hearing?
Oh.
Brent.
Yes, we are. Let's go into public hearing.
I'm just thinking here, most subdivisions have a dedicated road to access the lots. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking that every subdivision is still going to have to go to the Planning Commission.
The right-of-way to the road, not all the lots and stuff.
Every lot is required to front on a dedicated road.
Yes.
To be a subdivision. Unless that road's already dedicated and you're just creating lots along an existing road.
I like the idea of keeping us in touch a little bit with what's going on.
And that's why I wanted to talk to Rob then. Right there, because there was some stuff that I'm like, I don't know how to interpret that legally. Does that make sense? So if you read it? So I don't know that I could take that part out right now.
Okay, should we vote these separate, like 921F-2, all you did was change the name. Did we
Correct.
Vote on that already? We did.
We vote.
Okay, I'd accept a motion for that one first, and let's keep them kind of separate.
Madam Chair, I move that we accept the change made to 9-21F-2 as submitted here.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we, now bringing up that we're still in public hearing, can we make motions and approve motions while we're in public hearing?
Technically they should have a public hearing before they make any vote. Well,
good try. But if we're continuously...
Can we just have one big long, or do we have to keep going in and out? Celeste?
Well, maybe this isn't the case for this particular commission, but commonly... The chair can go in and out at their discretion.
Right. And do we have to do that, or can we stay in through the whole thing? Probably not, because we're voting in between.
I guess that was my question.
Okay, we'll go in and out. So we're on the 921F-3 that she just talked about. Let's go into public hearing on that. Has anybody have any?
I was just on the... Because... Probably 90% or more of every subdivision is going to have a dedicated road. Is there a way that Shannon can just get approval from the board, or does there have to be a public hearing about whether or not to accept that road, that dedicated road, or can Shannon just get approval and then?
I think that's what she wants to talk to the lawyer about.
Yeah.
Right, and so like Brent, the one that we are talking about here on the 921-3. It's when it's a master transportation plan. And so, like your subdivision isn't in a master transportation plan, but out east, we're still trying to finish the master transportation plan. So that definitely would have to become, if they had a subdivision there, like Lonespur did, and we had to have him do, because it's in our master transportation plan, it has to be a public road because we're trying to extend that to get the frontage road. Mm-hmm. So in that one, that's what it's talking about, is our master transportation plan. And I don't feel like I would have authority, because that was approved and voted UDOT, the commissioners, there's a resolution. I feel like that's over and above the authority that should be on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hope.
Okay, is there anyone else in the public that wants to make a comment? Okay, we're out of public hearing now, and any discussion, or does somebody want to do a motion?
I move to get clarification from the county attorney, Robert Van Dyke, on 9-21F-3.
I second.
Okay, any, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think I'm going to do have you do two. Okay. So that 21F4 is the same thing. We're talking about roadway widths. So if you'll do the same motion for that, but I think we could do more than just one section to help us move along.
Okay.
Make Wendy so she's not doing the minutes all week. She's got to go to Disneyland next week. When an action, this one, okay, this one doesn't need to even be anything. It doesn't need to change. Right away, if we approve
this. Okay, so we've got 21F4 and 21F5 with no changes is what you're recommending.
The county attorney reviews.
Oh, the reviews, okay.
Yeah, with state code compliance.
Okay. We'll go into public hearing. Does anybody have anything to say about those? No? Okay, no public hearing. Any discussion on the commission? I'd accept the motion.
You're saying F4 through 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move that we leave 9-21F-4 and -5 as written.
With the...
And on the approval or review of the county attorney.
Okay.
A second.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, on 9-21F-7, it's the same thing. We just changed the title to be consistent.
Are we talking about 6? Four and 5 just now.
6 is one that I'm, there's nothing that we're changing.
Okay.
That one is probably going to come back. Because that involves asphalt and that whole thing that we didn't. So
it'll
we're
going
to leave it as is to be continued. I don't know when. Okay.
Sounds
that's,
good.
That's within the commission right now. So I was reading that going, I don't think we want to touch that tonight. Okay, so 9-21F7, there we're just changing that title again. Same here in this one. We're just changing that title. So I'm going to keep going because we're just changing a title. That's same here in this 21G, changing the title right there. That's it. So it's easier. Taking out land use authority, so Kane County and the Kane County Commission, that's just deleting that. The sanitary sewage disposal. And Daniel's still here, so he doesn't see anything. All I did was implement that administrative before the land use authority. And we have our development meetings, and Daniel has been awesome to attend those and help. So he would be in that approval process. Same here, right here. All we did is add administrative to land use authority to match. And then here for the water supply, we just did the same thing, Kane County Construction Design Standards. And the same thing here is Kane County Construction and Design Standards. And that's it.
Okay. Okay, we'll go into public hearing. Does any of members of the public have anything to say about any of those? No, we'll go out of public hearing. And if there's any discussion from the members of the commission? Okay, I'll accept a motion. So that's from...
F7, the rest of the way. Is it all the way to the end?
Yeah.
G11?
H.
H1.
Okay. You want to make a motion?
I do. I'm just not playing up. May not be equipped. Madam Chair, I make a motion to accept the changes beginning in 9-21G-2 to include all the way through... I'm sorry, F7?
21H-1.
Okay, I think that I'm gonna back the string up.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the changes starting, as indicated, starting in 9-21F-7 to include subpart 21G and all of those provisions to 9-21H-1 as submitted by the land use administrator.
Second.
Okay, any more questions?
Are these to go to Rob too? All of these?
Yes. Yep. When he can look at it. I'm not going to send it to the commission until Rob can look at it.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll just amend the motion to state that.
Okay, can we just amend that to?
Why don't we vote on this motion and then make another motion to submit all changes to the county commissioners once they're approved by Rob?
Okay.
That just might be easier.
That's good. Okay, we'll.
Big umbrella.
We will vote on the motion that Mason made. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, and then let's do one more motion to
recommend.
So with that, let's go back. Remember the other preliminary plat and final plat? Now we've gone through both.
Okay.
Let's just say for Chapter 21 subdivision changes, because we have gone through the whole Chapter 21 now, and that way that it can be recommended to the commission, because we postponed it because we wanted to talk. So if you guys feel like you're ready for it to go to the commission, let's just do all of Chapter 21.
Anybody?
I move to recommend sending all of Chapter 21 to the county commissioners based on the changes made by staff after the approval of the county attorney.
One second.
Aye.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. I guess that's it. So,
Madam Chair.
Yes. Second.
Okay.
Third. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was kind of a historical thing, don't I? Big of a change.
Hysterical.
Hysterical. I like that even better instead of historical. Meeting adjourned at 7:17.